Okay, well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the general meeting. I would like to acknowledge the Quandamooka people, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet, and I would also like to pay respects to their elders, both past and present, on your behalf, and also to any other Indigenous Australian here today. I'm just going to read the public conduct at meeting. All members of the public present at the meeting must, not without prior approval of the chairperson, make any audio or video recording or take any photographs, remain quiet and not disrupt the meeting in any way, not bring into the meeting any signs, placards or items that may cause a hazard or interfere with any other person, be suitably dressed and turn all mobile devices to silent mode and leave the meeting to take any calls. As the chairperson, it is my responsibility to warn any member of the public present at the meeting who is not complying with any of these requirements and may, with or without such warning, require that person to leave the meeting and not return for such period as the chairperson decides. This period may include future meetings. Now, I have one leave of absence today, and that is a leave of absence be granted for Mayor Karen Williams, who is attending the Australian Local Government Association Strategic Board meeting at Maroochydore. Can I have a mover and seconder for that motion, please? Moved Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Bishop. All in favour? Thank you. And today we welcome Steve Kennedy from the Champions Church to lead the Council in a brief devotional segment. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much. And Wendy, thank you for having us here. It's my pleasure, guys. I want to read a short scripture. Someone said the Bible stands for basically instruction before leaving Earth. And I'd like to suggest that if I wasn't a Christian, I'd still find it a really fantastic book to help you raise your kids, run your business, and run council. So on that basis, here's a couple of verses from Luke's Gospel. Luke was a doctor, and he wrote this. As Jesus entered a village, 10 lepers stood at a distance, and they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were healed of their leprosy, a miracle. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God!" And he fell to the ground at Jesus' feet and thanked him profusely. There's exclamation marks in the text here for what he had done. This man was a foreigner. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10? Why is it that only this foreigner has returned to give thanks to God?" He looked then at the man and said, "Stand up, go your way, your faith has healed you." I want to talk about the simple word thank you, if I could, because I just think it's a nice word. And now in the business I do, and perhaps what you do, I think thank you is more than just a nice word. I think it's very commercially viable. For all the dollars that will change hands around the world today and in our community today for services rendered, I think much more will be done and simply on the basis of the word thank you. In the business that I am in, Lance, of course, and Paul would be very familiar as my divisional counsellors for Champion Support Services. I've got Pastor Carol down there. Some of you may have met her. She's 70 years of age. Don't tell her I told you that. But she thinks she's 18. She's had two new knees. She's had a career as a midwife running hospitals. Her husband, John, was a 44-year veteran police officer, ran the traffic branch of Logan prior to retiring. Well, John drives a truck, and Carol cracks the whip. And what can I pay him? I just worked out if I'm not good at saying thank you, am I allowed to say stuffed?
Yes.
I'm stuffed. And so, you know, whether it's getting your son to wash your car or and whether you're paying people or whether you're not, I just think thank you is an amazing word and upscales everything. So in this text, Wendy, if I could just say three quick things in just a couple minutes, I think if thank you works, we should learn how to say it really good. So here's the first thing I see. You should say it immediately. It said as soon as he realised, he turned and went back. When you go to the shopping centre, you buy groceries and always have a thing that says best before. And I'm one of 12 kids, so I know what it's like to eat bread that's 7 days old. And Mum just used to wet it and say, "That'll be good." But you know too well, now that I'm married, my kids have left home and I'm getting a bit fussy. If it's more than a day old, we're down to Barrett's down here at Cleveland. Best bakery in town. Give me a fresh loaf of bread. Because, you know, it's immediate. You've got to have it. And I found, thank you, leave it 24 hours. It's half old. And we're all working with people. And I would just encourage and challenge. I'm talking to the gallery as well. In fact, I'm talking from here, not here. You know, that. Come on. If something's done, let's be quick to say thank you. This guy, as soon as he realised. I wonder if the others thought, well, we're coming back to town tomorrow to fill the car. I'll say it then. But nine didn't bother. But one turned around and said it immediately. The next thing that I notice in here about it is it was done extravagantly. And, thanks. You know, I mean, come on, man. We can do better than that. I was watching the news a couple of years ago when this fellow had an anniversary. I can't remember how long they'd been married. But he'd obviously jacked this up with the airline. He'd gone off to the toilet. And while he's in the toilet, the video screens on the plane just all changed. And it's him out in the wing. And, you know, now he's obviously set this up in his garage. He's got the fan blowing and, you know, geese flying past. And he just starts into this, Barbara, I just got to say thank you for being my wife. And the whole plane just erupts into cheers. I mean, everyone's involved and it's awesome. Well, it's a bloke that thought about it and thought, well, you know, thanks, I know you don't like flowers, so I didn't buy you anything. Come on, we can do better than that. And this guy, it says he came back, and there's exclamation marks all through this. He throws himself at his feet. Look, it's not just a spiritual book. This will help us get on in life. And then thirdly, and there's much more than three, but being a good preacher, the third thing is he did it tangibly. He grabbed Jesus' feet and all the rest of it. And I got all my kids have left home, and if you've had teenagers, they're good at saying thanks and sorry. But my son called just last week. He had to put his keys in Springwood, had to put his car in for service. So he rang and asked if he could borrow Mum's car. I said, yeah, mate, no problem. Just come on down, grab it. You know, we'll work it out, sort it out. And when he took it, it had about a quarter tank of fuel. It's over a 70-litre tank. He's 22 years of age. You know, he brought it back and I got in it to drive him home and it's full. And I thought, this could be the rarest young bloke I've ever met in the world. You know, he's a third-year apprentice, electrician, but he's filled his mum's car. And, you know, it's thank you's good, but a box of Maltesers. Come on, now you're talking. Now you're talking. Now it's tangible. And so we learned that from this one foreigner. You know, we never know his name, but he was diligent in saying thank you. And I tell you, can I close by... I had an older pastor in my church, not Pastor Glenn, who some of us know. But he would come to see me every few months with a list of things that he had to correct about my preaching and about my leadership and everything else. And that's good. I'm a young bloke. In by comparison, I'm happy to listen. But after the third visit over about a six-month period, as he's walking out the door, we'll call him Bill. Bill. We'll call him Bill. And I said, Bill, look, can we do a deal here, man? You've been to see me about three times in the last 6 months, you know, to get up my goat. And that's all fair enough. All cool. But can we do this deal? Next time before you come, can you ask yourself a question? If you haven't written me a note to say I'm brilliant, don't come. He said, fair enough. Oh, I've never seen him since. It's been magnificent. So, you know, and I know the gallery, sometimes we've got to write to you guys and let you know, that you haven't done something. But I'd encourage us, come on. Before you write the next one that's not so nice, just ask yourself if you've written one to thank someone for doing a great job. Because I think, personally, overall, we've got a great city. We've got a great council. We're doing a great job. We've all got wives and kids and families and dogs. We're all punters. And so we're all doing it together. Let's work together. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you for Wendy. Thank you for our Mayor Karen. Pray, Lord God, that her input where she is today would represent our city in just the most magnificent of ways. Pray for each of us. Pray your blessing upon what we're doing, who we are, as we take this forward together. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve, so much for that inspiring. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, he makes it a hard act to follow, doesn't he? So back on to number four. Recognition of achievement. I haven't been advised of any today. So receipt and confirmation of the general meeting minutes on the 25th of January. Can I have a mover? Thank you. Councillor Bishop moved. Councillor Edwards seconded. Any comments on correctness or anything, or we're all right? Okay, I'll put the vote. Carried unanimously with Councillor Elliott still out of the room. I'll just pass over to the CEO for matters out. There's none. Well, that was easy. Thank you. So number six, public participation. We haven't been advised of any speakers, but are there any speakers in the gallery who wish to speak today? Oh, we are zooming ahead. Okay, I was with so many faces, I thought we might have some. Right. So petitions and presentations. I haven't been advised of any petitions and presentations at all. Yep. Motion to alter the order of business. There's no need for that either. Can't keep up to my page. I just would like to remind councillors of their responsibilities under the Local Government Act 2009 in relation to a councillor's material, personal interest or conflict of interest about a matter to be discussed at the meeting, and a summary of responsibilities are included in the agenda. Right, so we'll move on to item 11.1, community and customer services. Councillor Bishop, would you like to move?
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to move 11.1.1 decisions made under delegated authority for categories 1, 2 and 3 developments.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Hughes. Was there anyone who wished to speak to anything there? Councillor Bishop, did you wish to sum up?
Yeah, it's really just a matter of the delegation to officers to make business as usual approvals of various applications that have come in. And there's nothing untoward or out of the ordinary there, so just move that, and that's the end of my summary. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Goller, we've already gone past that into summing up. Thank you. So I'll put the vote. All in favour? Passed unanimously, and except Councillor Elliott is out of the room. I'll move on to 11.1.2. Can I have a mover for that one? Thank you. Councillor Mitchell. Seconder, Councillor Bishop. Was there anyone else who'd like to have comment on that one? Oh, sorry, didn't I let you say that? Rushing through it. Sorry, Peter.
Through you, Chair. Yes, just like to move 11.1.2, the court matters listing current as of the 27th of January, 2017.
Thank you. And Councillor Elliott's arrived. Councillor Bishop, you're still happy to second that one? Yep. Did anyone else want to talk about any items on that one? No, I'll pass back to Councillor Mitchell to sum up.
Yeah, thank you, through the Chair. Yes, while these are largely housekeeping matters, they're important housekeeping matters, and just want to assure everyone that councillors are well abreast of all court matters currently under appeal. Thank you.
Great, thank you. I'll put the motion. All in favour? Passed unanimously. Thank you. 11.1.4, outdoor recreational facilities. 1.3, sorry, building certification. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Hewlett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to remove 11.1.3, building certification fees and charges.
Can I have a seconder to the motion, please? Councillor Elliott. Was anyone who wanted to speak? Councillor
Just comment.
Comment? Yes, Councillor Edwards.
Thank you. I must admit I'm a little bit concerned about this coming to us. I understand that we are losing money out of this service we provide. At the moment, we have to do something about it. But when we discussed about going from building certification some time ago, the figures that we had that was in our budget, we set these fees, was supposed to cover it. I'm a little bit disappointed that we're bringing this back at this time, and I would have liked to have had this as part of the budget review, the process to come through. I'm going to support it because, you know, we don't want to operate at a loss, but I just want to just make my comment that I thought I just think we could have had the figures a bit closer when we originally looked at it, and I would have preferred this to be part of a budget deliberation. That's all.
Thank you. Councillor Goller, you also had a comment?
Just a question, Madam Chair. What were the figures from last year? What are they actually going from and to?
Excuse me, Kim, have you got information on that one?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The figures for the last financial year, the contracted cost was $316,000, and it's anticipated to be a similar cost this financial year.
I think Councillor Elliott, and again, in an order of magnitude, Councillor Gollet, through you, Madam Chair, was around $200,000 we lost on that. And I think if you remember, and Mark, Councillor Edwards, your comments are noted, and we still can do it through the budget sessions moving forward, so that will need to be done. We also have difficulty in maintaining those positions with certifiers in-house, so that's been an ongoing issue for us. We've tried many different ways to fill that void, to do that. The private certification market is very robust, and as I note, Councillor Edwards, it is unique on the Bay Islands, and it is quite a different service. It's not robust over there with private certifiers and those type of things. So we can have that discussion, and I think Kim Kerwin, our General Manager, would like to make another comment.
Just to provide some clarification on the statistics that have been gathered in relation to the Southern Moreton Bay Islands, and Council's seen a continual decline in the market share in private certification. It's currently lower than 14% of approvals are coming through Council. So there are a number, I'm advised, of building certifiers that are operating in that market and picking up, you know, a significant part of that workload.
Councillor Toldy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a comment. It's not surprising that we've reduced our market share because we weren't particularly successful last year in providing this service on a number of fronts. And I've spoken with the staff managing this process, and I appreciate that within the parameters and that they have to work in, this is the best outcome that can be provided. And at the moment, certification on the islands is going well because there are private certifiers that are willing to go there and cover it. We've had historically periods where we haven't had that coverage, and council has been the only fallback, and that's a concern when the cost for council to be the fallback will be significant for those people on the islands. Unfortunately, this service is to a degree a victim of broader regulatory and legislation decisions from a state government perspective, with the opening up, you know, some years ago of private certification and the way that the building industry has progressed to increasing those costs. Council has not been able to, A, compete in the job market to attract certifiers to a level that we would need, and B, compete in the marketplace to provide those services when we have to subcontract those services out to private providers anyway. Brisbane City Council has some time ago gone out of certification and works to a similar structure that Council may move to. So unfortunately, this is the way things are going, and choice to a degree has been removed.
Thank you. Any further comments? Councillor Bishop and Councillor Elliott.
Thank you. I'd just like to note that in the market out there, I think people generally are of the view that if they need to get certification, there's the free market, and in the past, I think people probably would have made a choice to go to a council certifier, probably because of the quality assurance that comes with that. I personally sigh the lack of us being able to have officers do this, because I think it does bring extra robustness to the community, but that decision having been made, obviously council has its view, and I might have my own views about that, but now that we have got this situation, I understand why this has come to us, and appreciate it and will support it.
Thank you. Councillor Elliott.
Thanks, Chair. This is nothing new. We've tested this years ago. We were losing money. We came on, they told us that we were going to lose a couple of hundred grand. I supported closing down years ago, and we elected to give it a two-year trial, if I remember rightly, knowingly we'd lose 200,000. I'm over a bit losing 4,000 bucks a week to something that's done by everybody else. So, you know, this is a reality check, and this is how we should be doing all their business. If somebody's doing it better, they don't have the overheads of council. You can drive around as a building certifier in a ute. You don't need all the computers and the IT staff and everything that hangs on.
Okay, thank you. If there's no further comments, I'll pass back to Councillor Hewlett if he wants to sum up or...
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to... I guess I agree with Councillor Telt and Councillor Elliott's comments, and council contracts a lot of its work out. Our parks are done by contractors. This is just another thing, really, that's been contracted out. I'd be very happy to provide a customer service obligation if there wasn't so much available in private enterprise, but they're swamped with private certifiers outside of council, and most people go there now anyway, so I'm happy just to put the officer's recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, we put the motion. All in favour? Passed unanimously. Thank you. So there's no mayoral minute, no notices of motion, no urgent business that I am aware of. So we're moving on to the closed session, but councillors, are you happy just to not to move into closed session is what I was going to ask. Right. Thank you. So move councillor not going into closed session. Don't I have to vote on not going into closed session?
No.
Okay. Okay. So Councillor Elliott, you're happy to move that item? Seconded Councillor Gleeson. Okay, all in favour? Okay, sorry, all in favour? Just thank you. Passed unanimously. And now that we have actually adopted those papers, the council, the financial statements, the council can put them up on the website. We just weren't allowed to put them up until they were adopted. So they'll be up soon if anyone wants an extra bit of reading. Councillor Bishop?
Oh, yeah, just with the exception of the...
No, it's finished now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going up. So I thank everyone for coming today, a very short and sweet meeting, and I close the meeting at 9:53. Thank you. Maybe I should have said my thank you more enthusiastically. Thank you, everybody, very much.